It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Shawn Mendes talked about the ways that he takes time for himself while he's on tour.
You find time to rest and recharge while touring. I think there used to be this thing where I was like, tour, make music, and take time off. And now it's kind of become a forever flow of making music and touring. I decided not long ago that the touring is my life, and I have to just spend the days on tour relaxing, you know, and really kind of enjoy it and don't look at it as a job. And that's kind of made everything really fun for me.
This is what he says he likes to do to take time for himself.
I have a ping pong table backstage. I have a PS4 that we play a lot of FIFA on, like serious FIFA tournaments. That's a really big thing that we do. But I don't know. I'm still in that stage where I'm like so obsessed with my guitar and with music, so I can't seem to put it down. But maybe in a few years, I mean, the thing that exhausts me is also the thing that recharges me.
Over the weekend, Justin Bieber came under fire for defending Chris Brown. He called Chris Brown's past assault charge a mistake. In an Instagram post on Friday, he posted a picture that had Chris Brown in it. And he was like, everyone wants to wait till people die to give them credit they deserve. I'm calling it now. When Chris Brown passes away after a full long life, you will miss what you had in front of you the whole time. Trust me. You watch, you will see. The people who have overlooked this man's talent because of a mistake he made, you need to reevaluate. Love you, Chris Brown. A lot of Bieber's followers weren't all that pleased with this post. One said, are you justifying this horrible guy's actions, saying that he's depressed? Because being depressed is not an excuse to punch your girlfriend. Never. Stop with this. Another one said, abuse is not a mistake. Charlize Theron clarified that she did not turn down the Wonder Woman role. She actually was offered a role in the movie, but it wasn't the lead. And she says this is the moment that she realized she's kind of aging out in Hollywood.
I did not turn the role of Wonder Woman down. This is a great example of how Hollywood like slaps you in the face when you start aging. So somebody had said to me, oh, there's action on this thing, Wonder Woman. You know, we just want to make you aware of it. And I was like, I'm not familiar with it. I don't really know what it, like, I mean, what does Wonder Woman do? And this person said, no, it's for Wonder Woman's mom. It was the defining moment where I crossed over.
MTV's planning on firing Janelle Evans from Teen Mom 2 after her husband, David Eason, killed her dog. Several advertisers have already pulled out of the reality show following his killing of the puppy, and sources say MTV will fire her after the reunion show taping. And Miley Cyrus seems to believe that Britney Spears was recently being held in a mental health facility against her will. She was performing in Memphis, Tennessee Saturday at the Beale Street Music Festival while she was singing Party in the USA, and then she started yelling about Free Britney. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I'll do it again.
Yeah, so she did that several times. She, is kind of, I guess, along the same lines of thinking as a lot of Britney's fans, where they're thinking that she was being held captive at this mental health facility where she was getting treatment and under the control of her folks who run her conservatorship.
I'm just kidding.
She appears to believe Britney Spears was just, trapped essentially by her family, I guess.
Free her! Leave her alone!
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.